You're listening to Split Ends with Andrew and Olga.
Well, 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 this is Split Ends.
With Andrew Barton.
Yep, that one off of 10 Years Younger off the telly.
And Olga Thompson, a.k.a. Big Fat Greek Mother. Yeah, the really funny one.
So we were both brought together through being ambassadors for Kidscape because we were both bullied as being kids.
Yeah.
But I think something even more special and meaningful has come out of that meeting, hasn't it?
It's kind of like been an explosion of like connection and love and comedy and humour. And I feel like because the two of us didn't have great childhood experiences growing up and at school, I feel like we're having that playtime now.
Your hair story.
Where did it all begin for me as a hairdresser? Well, you can probably tell from these dulcet northern tones, I'm originally from a working class village. In Yorkshire, I grew up on a council estate. I left school with no qualifications. School told me I was never going to make anything at all. But the one thing that I was good at was art and design and anything to do with aesthetics. So I started studying at art college as a surface pattern designer. But then the working class lad in me just kind of took over, and all I wanted to do was earn a salary, wear Kouros, and get dressed up on a weekend and go around the nightclubs and pubs of Barnsley, my native hometown. So I became a hairdresser. I fell into hairdressing.
I am the daughter to immigrants to the UK who ran a little hairdressing salon in the back of Hornsey, El Greco. And for me, hair was life. It was every day. It was what put clothes on our backs and food on our table, but it was also like watching a theatre show daily for me. And it's kind of where I began my love of acting and portraying different characters by watching all the kind of zany customers that would come in and out of my mum's hairdressing shop.
Little did I know then that I'd become a celebrity hairdresser, taking care of celebrities, working on national television, working backstage at all the capitals of the fashion capitals of the world, working with royalty in their palaces, and achieving a doctorate of arts for services to the hairdressing industry. So it's been a whirlwind career, and little did I know when I flunked out of art school and became an apprentice hairdresser that all that would happen.
It's a kind of safe space because when you're having your hair done, you can't cook the dinner, you can't, you know, deal with a situation. You're kind of held captive by the chair. It's a place that you can just rest and be and give yourself to the hairdresser, so to speak. It's a place of surrender, I think.
From the working class women that I see in the salon to working with celebrity and royalty, one of the things that I've realised through their split ends, excuse the pun, is just the meaning of hair to everybody and how it not only transforms how somebody looks, but how they feel about themselves as well.
As a kid, you know, from an immigrant family, I didn't speak any English and I did go through really horrific bullying at school. I was also quite chubby, I wore glasses, had the smelly food, very, you know, all the stereotype things. I had them, you know, and for some reason, the kids picked on me. But my mum giving me these amazing hairstyles, you know, once with a mullet, and I remember having, you know, red, it had it red, and then I had little highlights, you know, as I got older and older, it kind of gave me confidence to stand out.
That's the sentiment and that's the meaning about grooming. It helps someone, it builds confidence, it builds people's self-esteem about themselves, and it also helps people with their general well-being, because I think anybody listening and watching this knows the meaning of a good hair day and a bad hair day. When you've got a good hair day, everything is possible in life.
It just gave me confidence because I didn't think about the fact that I wore glasses and that I was chubby. I just thought about, well, I've got great hair. You can't take that away from me.
What we do through our Split End series is take that narrative a little step further around the emotional aspect and kind of the well-being aspect. And it's all tied together through some great grooming as well. So, you know, hair is significant to everybody, and everybody has got a story about their hair, good and bad and indifferent.
Therapy.
Yeah, there was a little boy that was struggling with a lot of things. I was adopted as a child. I was bullied at school for that. You know, I was also bullied for my skin colour. Do you mean in a very northern working class village in Yorkshire? I also really early on in my life understood that where I was sexually as well, that I was gay. So I was struggling with that. And it's why I'm an ambassador for an amazing charity called Kidscape. And it's about creating awareness around the lasting effects that bullying has on people. And I think what I did really early on, even as a teenager, I decided I was not going to be defined by being bullied. And actually, being bullied in many ways has given me power and strength to achieve some of the things that I've achieved in my life.
You don't stop the bullies by changing who you are. You stay who you are. You embrace your uniqueness. And it's all about the thing that you thought the bullies picked on. That was your superpower all along. So hold your head up high. Don't make yourself small. So that's something that is very important to me as an ambassador, that I try really hard, you know, to really preach that message to younger people.
I think my role as a hairdresser is to make somebody feel and look great. But part of it is, a hairdresser is that untrained therapist. You know, we work with clients every single day.
My goodness me, yeah, the hair salon has always been, for me, it's theatre. It's a performance space where you see people from every walk of life, all transformed. And I saw my mother, she was almost kind of like a priest, giving love and strength and encouragement to all these men and women that would walk into that salon from all walks of life. So for me, it's almost has that kind of feel of almost like a church, where you walk in, you get that enlightenment and you go out. Because the role of the hairdresser is also a role of, I guess, a teacher, a friend, a mentor. And so I've carried that with me all my life, and it's a story that I just love telling and retelling.
There's been lots of stories and journeys that I've gone through with people, celebrity or not celebrity, around their hair story, cutting their locks off, you know, building up to that moment when they've decided to make a haircut happen. And I remember one client who became a great friend as well, and went through an horrific divorce, an awful financial situation, and kids became feral, and it was just horrid what was happening. And she had very, very long hair, and she came into the salon one day with all these beautiful references and said, it's time, I need to cut my hair off, I need a new me. And she showed me pictures of this chic little Parisian bob with a fringe, super sleek, glossy and shiny. And we cut her hair off, and it was a big moment for her. There were a lot of tears and kind of, am I doing the right thing? But as she stepped out of my salon, she was then wolf whistled by this gentleman in the street who offered to take her for a glass of champagne. And 1 year to that day, I was doing her hair for their wedding.
The treatment.
Well, my opening line with split ends is always tell me about your split ends, but actually I'm more interested in your split life. So, you know, it's about that rapport, it's about that relationship that happens between me and the person sat in my chair, whoever she or he is. And just to have some banter, to have some fun, to have some of that hairdressing chat that happens, but take it a little bit further than where you're going on holiday this year.
I found characters within the salon, and they are characters that have stayed with me all my life. And I didn't really connect to this story of my childhood till I was about, probably when I was about my mid-30s, because I went through a really bad breakdown when my boys were small. And as I broke down, it led to me finding myself, and it led to me reconnecting with comedy. And I feel a bit like comedy and trauma, the traumatic bullying that I went through, have always been hand in hand in my life. I just didn't know what to do with them. And it wasn't till I had that breakdown at age 36, I guess, making sense of who I was and my identity, that I began to find characters and go. I went back to the salon and I picked up all the characters. I picked up all the hair, the chopped hair off the floor, and I kind of picked it up and I molded it together. And I thought, hello, hello, hello. You know, you're here. I see you. I know what this is about. So I've come up with a character called Andrela, and she's really deadpan, and she communicates for her hands because her eyes are so dead. There's nobody home. style. She talks about all different kinds of things. But the most important thing she talks about is the fact that you might be really ugly, but you should try and improve yourself with a fake tan, with a nice hairstyle. Otherwise, your man's going to move on to somebody else. Remember, we can't all be beautiful, but we can all be orange. Helen! They would be reading coffee cups. I see Olga. Ah, I see her in the coffee cup. Oh my goodness, Helen! She's gonna marry a doctor, accountant, solicitor! And Helen, one more thing I see. She's gonna be fat no more! Helen, come. There is a nice boy for Olga. She's very lucky girl, very lucky. He lovely. He got a good job, his family, lot of money. Just one little problem, nothing really. His tongue. He get a swelling and hang outside his mouth if he talk it too much. But he's good boy, nice family. So in my head, round and around and around, these stories have kind of spun and spun and spun and spun and spun. And it took me completely breaking down at the age of 36 to go, I want those stories back. And I made sense of them by pulling out characters and dramatising them.
Makeover to me is about looking and feeling your best self and the best you can be. And with that comes these beautiful kind of psychological gifts of confidence and higher self-esteem. And, you know, we are surrounded by so much negative and horrid noise every single day. The chair and a hairdressing service is just this beautiful escape sometimes from reality. And I see that, I call it high heel behavior. And it's a bit like when a woman's got gray hair, she does this kind of flick and she tucks her hair behind her ears and she flicks and moves it around. And it's a bit like when a woman wears a pair of killer heels, whether she can walk in them or stand in them or not. Everything changes, her body shape changes, she changes. And it's the same when somebody's got killer hair. So with Split Ends, I want to give people killer hair, but I want to get down to the deeper stuff. Why didn't they have killer hair in the first place?
Aftercare.
To keep Andrew Barton, wow, that's a good question. For me, it's definitely about exercise. You know, I realized decades ago the power of adding exercise to my everyday, whether it's a yoga stretch, whether it's a swim, whether it's a run, whether it's some weights. It helps me to stay mentally and physically able for whatever life's going to bring at me that day. And when it doesn't happen in my daily routine, I'm not always fully together, do you know what I mean, emotionally. So exercise definitely helped me to be who I am.
Cup of tea. You cannot beat a good cup of tea. And also, I love that thing of just curling my hair and leaving it in little rollers and just putting a film on. There's something that's really comforting to me about putting my hair in curlers, because it does connect me with my mother, because I always saw her in curlers, dashing from one thing to the next, from the salon to the house, driving us to, you know, Greek school with her hair in rollers. And I just, there's something so comforting, an anticipation of, while your hair's in rollers, you're anticipating the curls, you know, and it's just that excitement and then anticipation that there's going to be a change. And I guess that's a metaphor too. Deep.
Great grooming for me gives me confidence to feel good about myself, and that helps me in whatever I'm doing every single day.
The big reveal.
We're just seeking out other people us and to bring that joy to other people.
Yeah, and tell the story of how people are brought together through a community of the hairdressing chair and the hairdressing salon and that wonderful escapism that people have when they go to the salon that changes their well-being for a little while or even for longer.
It does, and that feeling of when you walk out of the salon, you just come out feeling just sort of lighter, like you're walking a bit taller. Mm. It's that lovely feeling. And it's that feeling that we kind of want to bring through this podcast, you know, through this show.
It's a simple storytelling, but if people want to join us, we'd love them to come and tell us their story on Split Ends.
We'd love it.
with Andrew and Olga.
With Olga and Andrew.
And I'm Olga.
And I'm Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
And the good of a love man. And then the love of a good man.
And a dog.
And a dog. Yes.
You've been listening to Split Ends, edited by Barry Hoffman. Exec produced by Sarah Burbage. Starring Andrew Barton and Olga Thompson, a.k.a. Big Fat Greek Mother. And for more great hair days, make sure you subscribe to Split Ends with Andrew and Olga.